Life I live is mine, but Christ what? In me. So to live is Christ, and to what? Die is gain. So either way, if I live like Christ here and I die living like Christ, I gain something. But if I don't live like Christ here and I die, I lose something. Come on and say amen. Oh, hallelujah. I gain eternal life. I gain heavens. I gain becoming a Lord because he becomes Lord of Lord. I gain becoming a king because he's the King of Kings. Oh, come on and say amen. But if I don't live like him, then I find myself in a place that I don't want to be in. Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, so we ought to suffer. And when we suffer, the Bible tells us in Romans, the 8th chapter, that we are the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that which shall be revealed in us. And what are you saying, preacher? I always say this, that this means that the suffering that I go through is not even worth mentioning in the same sentence or paragraph of what God is going to do in my life. I know God's got something great for me, so I'm not going to keep complaining about my suffering and what I've been through and how bad it's been. What I'm going to do is tell you that I'm still here in spite of whatever it is. What I'm going to tell you is I'm forgetting those things which are behind. I'm reaching forth to what's before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call in Christ Jesus. Am I boring you today? We need to press toward the mark. We need to do all we can to get to what God wants us to be, to have the thing that God wants us to have. What do he really want us to have? He wants us to have Christ in our heart so we can have eternal life, so that when he looks at us, he don't look at us and say, you know, you are that liar.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Get your Bibles and turn them, if you will, to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10. St. Mark, chapter 10. And I want to commence reading at verse 35. St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 35. Recorded are these words. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And
Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, can you handle what you want? Can you handle what you want? Just make sure your neighbor understood what I said. Turn to him and say, neighbor, the pastor said, the word said, can you handle what you want? And give God some praise if you understood that. I think more than anything, Jesus was asking this question to the sons of Zebedee, trying to make them understand that a whole lot of times we want what we cannot handle. And it's one thing to desire something. It's another thing to handle what you desire. And one of the things that you've got to understand as a child of God, when you go to God and ask God for something, because I need you to understand, these boys have gotten some teaching under their belt, but the teaching was not with understanding. Notice the boldness in their desire and their coming to Jesus with a biblically correct verbiage. I mean, it was worded the right way. It was worded with faith. It was worded, I mean, with assurance. It was worded with all of their convictions, but it was not based upon a total understanding of how God operates. We can ask God for anything we want, but God is only going to grant it when what we ask him for is what we can handle. When our faith and our belief both lines up with his word and his will. God is too good of a God, too just of a God, too great and grand of a Father to give us something that he knows is not good for us. And sometimes, listen at this, when we get what we want, it's not always God who gives it to us. I think some of you can look back over your life and realize you've gotten some stuff God didn't give to you. Some of you stole it, you connived, you hooked and crooked. I wish I had somebody. You got it. Some of you had to put it on layaway, but you got it. Some of you had to charge it, but you got it. God didn't give it to you, but you got it. And then after you got it, only did you realize why God hadn't granted it to you. If y'all get quiet this early, I'm going to know y'all got a problem. Everything, listen at this, everything in my own life, personal, and excuse me for being personal here, but everything that I have looked back on my life and seen as a disaster or something that was not good for me, I was able to look back in time, in retrospect, and recognize from the word that the reason God didn't give it to me was, one, I couldn't handle it, or two, it wasn't meant for me, or three, it was not God's best for me. And some of us will go around God like Abram and Sarai did. So, well, maybe God needs some help. I know he's going to answer this prayer, but he's taking a little too long, so I'm going to go help him out. And then we pull together our resources and we do what we think we can do, and we get it, and then after we get it, we are so sorry we got it, we don't know what to do. Now, that just happened to me. I don't think that happened to anybody else here, but I'm just talking about me this morning. But here's what Jesus was saying to them that I think is helpful for us, and hopefully we'll hear with our spiritual ears and hear God. Can you handle what you want? Because what you want will no doubt be tied and consist of some difficult and some different things that you may not have thought of that come with what you desire. You see, a whole lot of times when we desire something, it is mostly and basically from the flesh point of view, from an external point of view. It's usually natural or carnal. Most of what our flesh desires is not anything that really has to do with the spirit or with the things God would have for us, but rather with the flesh. Now, you're going to note that this seems like, and listen at this well, that it's cloaked in spirituality. It looked like these boys were requiring and desiring something spiritual. But the truth of the matter is, they just wanted that was the glory of that was spiritual. See, a whole lot of us want position, but not to do the work of the position, but just to have the power and the prestige of the position. Because along with the position come some problems. Along with the position come some things that are required of us, so much so that it is, again, all-inclusive. You can't have the rewards without the responsibilities. And a whole lot of us just focus on the one and we don't focus on the whole. Look again at what Jesus says in this word. But let's back up first to James and John. The sons of Zebedee come unto him saying, Master. Now look at how bold they come. We would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Now ain't that faith talk? Come on now, be real. That's how Jesus taught them to come. Don't come all week. Lord, here I am, your poor, weak, and humble, certain, knee bent, bad, and bad. Here I come, and I'm here. No, Jesus has taught them, whatsoever you desire, when ye pray, say. Because I'm trying to help you to understand, sometimes you can be bold and sincere and be bold and sincerely wrong. So if you're going to be bold, I'm trying to help you to be boldly right. So that you can get what it is you desire and you go to him with the same boldness. But long as you know that what you're asking lines up with his word, his will, and his way, then you have no problem with knowing that you will have what you've required of the Lord. Look again at what the Bible says. They're going to him. They are saying to him that we should. You should do. I mean, we're asking you. We desire this. And you should do whatsoever we say. Why? Because Jesus has taught this. But they misunderstood the fullness of the teaching. And you know how some people are. They catch one part of what you say. And hang on to that one part. That's why they say a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. That's why you've got to have the whole understanding. That's why you've got to get knowledge. But with that knowledge, you've got to get some understanding. You know, all of this is a part of understanding how God's will works. They got some of his word, but the word was not totally in understanding what his will was. So notice again what the Bible says. It says, again, verse 36, and he said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? He uses that same language. Now, he's like, now, boy, look at here. Okay. Verse 37 says, they said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. Listen at this. Verse 30, but Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? First thing Jesus says to them is, I understand your desire. I understand your desire. And your desire is based on your present understanding of knowledge and revelation of the word, the will, and the way that God has given to you to go. But the problem is that you can't have elevation without evaluation. And your problem is you want to be elevated without being evaluated. Now, I dare say they got some folk right here today think that they ought to have a better position on their jobs, think that they ought to have a higher station in life than where they are, think that they should be in another place than where they are, think that this ought to be for them rather than where they are. But the truth of the matter is that you will never get real elevation without thorough evaluation. Sometimes you're going to get what you desire, but it's going to be delayed until you evaluate it. Y'all ain't getting this. See, you might think that you're not getting what you're going to get. You're going to get it, but you got to realize that before you become elevated, you're going to have to be evaluated, and you're not in charge of the test. Lord, I wish I had somebody here. So you can't say, okay, come on, give me the test so I can come on be elevated right now. So you don't know what God's got for you and how long it's going to take. And when he's through evaluating you, then when he gets ready, he's going to elevate you. When he's through testing you. Now look at what Jesus says to him now. Wait. I understand what you just asked. But number one, let me show you that you don't have knowledge based on revelation because you're asking the wrong thing of someone who can't deliver what you're asking for. See, that's another problem we have. We go run to the wrong folk for promotion. Trying to impress the wrong people. You know, I mean, and a whole lot of us complain to folk who can't do nothing about our complaints. Look at what Jesus says. Look at Jesus. Verse 38, but Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed. You don't know, you about to get tested. Because listen to what he says. He says, you shall indeed do what you just asked, and you're going to drink of the cup, and with the baptism that I am baptized with all, shall ye be baptized. He says, now verse 40, but to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. Listen. They wanted one to sit on the left, one on the right. And if you're looking at me, this is the left, this is the right. And it didn't matter which one sat on one side. They just want to be with him. But now notice here. Listen. They didn't want to be with him in the ministry where the work and the labor and the responsibility of doing what God had deemed for them to do and had given them as a ministry to do, they didn't want to be with him on his left and his right while it was working time. They wanted to be with him, notice what the text says, in thy glory. When the work is all done, when it's all finished, when we're setting up celebrating, we want people to look up and see Jesus in the middle, John on the one hand and James on the other hand. And they were already setting up how they wanted it to be in the end. But Jesus was saying, first of all, I understand your desire is here, but along with your desire is going to be a complementing dedication. See, because if your dedication is not equally as strong as your desire, then you're not going to be able to deal with and live through and handle all of the things it's going to take for you to sit on this side and the other side of me. That takes dedication. To do your part, dedication. A lot of us got desire, but we ain't got no dedication. The dedication must accompany your desire. How hungry are you really for it? See, a whole lot of us lose our appetite for what we desire because it means it takes some work. Don't you think anything worth having is going to be worth having to work for? Anything that's richer and more beautiful and more wonderful is going to require more of you to get, because if it didn't, everybody would have what you want. Don't you know to separate you from everybody else, you got to do different from everybody else? Don't you know that what is to whom much is given, much is required? It takes more to go higher, and if you want more, you won't have to do more. You can't get more for the same thing. What you think this is? You got 10 other disciples think they got it going on. And they want the same position you want. What's going to differentiate you is your dedication.
Yes, sir.
When others give up, when others throw the towel in and wave the white flag of surrender, you got to say, I can make it. I'm going to go a little further. When others stop, you keep on going. When others won't get up, you get up early and you start doing. You labor, go beyond, do more. And all of that, that's dedication.
Yes.
You do when ain't nobody watching you.
Yes.
See, you may not understand, it's going to pay off. It may not pay off when you want it, and it may not pay off like you want it, but trust me, when you do more, you're going to get more. So desire is one thing, dedication is another thing. Elevation must always be connected with evaluation. But now he sees something else that they don't recognize, because that request really came out of the flesh. And so they wanted to be celebrities and he was looking for servants. Preach, Pastor. See, the problem with a whole lot of us, we won't be in position to be celebrities.
I'm so-and-so of the so-and-so church, and I serve on the so-and-so board, and I...
Okay, you got the position. But where is the corresponding works with the position? Because just to have position and not have no power to function in that position makes a bad condition. And listen at this, because he's trying to help them to understand that what they are looking at is celebrity status while he's looking at servant status. See, you can always tell, I don't care what post in life, what station in life, what position in life, where people are, you can always tell when somebody is in that place. Because number one, they don't need to have nobody over them, pushing them, making them, encouraging them, or threatening them to do what they're supposed to do. They go beyond the call of duty. They do it because there is a drive on the inside of them to do it. And when others try to discourage them from doing, man, you ain't got to do that. What you doing all of that for? You got your eye on the prize. And the reason why they can't handle it is because their eye is not on the prize. Their eyes is on the position. You see, and their glory is in the position. But while you are looking at the real prize, your eye is not on the position, because as long as you can get the prize, it don't matter from what position you get it. I wish I had somebody. And see, what you don't understand is God has already said, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts. See, sometimes man says you have to go this way to get here. God can take you on a route all around there and put you up on a higher, more elevated level, and you didn't even have to go the way man goes. When your eye stays on the prize. Tell somebody, keep your eye on the prize. Don't worry about the position. Right now, listen at this. The reason, let me show you how God works. Let me just back up a little bit. Jesus was talking to a rich man one day, and the rich man wanted to know how could he enter into eternal life, and Jesus told him what it took and so forth. The young man could not give up his riches to get what he had desired. And And then Jesus started telling him, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich person who trusts in their riches. Now hear this now, because it's not a problem for rich folk to get into heaven. It's a problem for rich folk who won't let go of their riches, who trust in their riches for their salvation to get into heaven. It's easier for a big old camel to get through the eye of... Anybody know what the eye of a needle is? I know the older saints might know. Some of the young folk don't know now what the eye of a needle is. It's that little part at the top of a needle. You got a thread. I wish I had somebody here. They had to invent a little gadget so that you could put the string on it so it'll slide through it. But now, if you can't get some thread through the eye of a needle, how are you going to get a big old camel through the eye? But Jesus, this is all before you get to where you're going here. But Jesus makes it clear. Listen again, verse 25, still of the 10th chapter of Mark. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now look again what the Bible says. Verse 26, and they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? Lord, have mercy. Who then can be? But notice what the next verse says. Verse 27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with who? Say, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. See, when man's way don't work, it's impossible to do it the way man say, that's only one option. But I'm a child of the Most High King, and with God, not some things, but not a few things, but all things are. Encourage your neighbor and say, all things are possible with God. Turn to the other and say, all things are possible with God. Now, if you believe it, give him praise in this house. Somebody is wrestling with something that is impossible with man. But thanks be to God, that's not your only option. Somebody ought to say, that's not my only option. That's not my only option. But with God, all things are possible. Oh, glory to his holy name. Sit down for just a second if you can. Because somebody got the revelation of that. They're like, preacher, I can go home right now because I got it. I got it. I got it. Look at what the text say again. Look at what it says again. Verse 27, and Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is. What some of you are going through with men, it is. Don't get upset because folk look at it and they can't figure it out, can't find a way out, don't understand how it's going to work out. With men it is impossible, but with God, that's your option today. That's your only option today, because it's only with God are all things possible. Now wait, because that wasn't even the point I was trying to get to. Come on with me, come on with me, come on with me. Bible says, look at verse 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. In other words, Peter saying, Lord, if it don't work with you, it ain't going to work no kind of way, because we ain't got nothing left. We done gave it all up for you. We surrendered all to you. We've given everything we have to you. But look at what Jesus come back saying. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake. Here's the qualifier. And the gospel. Now listen. Listen. Some folk done left their house, their brother, their sister, their father, their mother, their wife, their children's and even their lands. But it wasn't for his sake and the gospel's. Now that's the qualifier there. Because if you done left all that, you just done lost if you ain't got something better. But if you left all of that because it was not an option to keep it when a decision was necessary, then what he's saying is don't freak out, don't fret, don't lose your hope, because look at what the word says. But he